VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friday brings the news roundup and comment. We'll bring you the news and, God willing, open up the phone lines and allow you to comment later on this hour. Sandy has been compiling these stories as she does from week to week. And when we first saw the pile this morning, we were like, there's no way we can get all of this in. But we'll do the best we can in getting to many of the headlines. And I want to just get started here today and really start with some heroes. The week began. Did you see the videos coming from New York and Manhattan of all of those police officers from last weekend at the memorial service for Jason Rivera? Thousands of New York's finest filled the city there, and we're reading here that for the second time in less than a week, once again, this sea of blue converged on Manhattan's St. Patrick's Cathedral just Wednesday morning as police gave a solemn farewell to slain officer Wilbert Mora. This from the New York Post. Thousands of New York's finest filling the cathedral and flooding Fifth Avenue for the 10 a.m. service just 2 weeks after Mora and his partner Jason Rivera were murdered in the line of duty. The 27-year-old, who was survived by his parents, his three siblings, and his girlfriend, will be remembered for choosing a life of service. This was his brother at the memorial service.
I love how close and loyal you were with your friends and how much you value their friendships. People gravitated to you because they could lower their defenses and be themselves around you. We had so many plans together. We were supposed to travel and go camping and go on road trips. I wanted to experience the adventure with you because your love for life was infectious. I just want you to know that I was always proud of you. You chose a life of service to your community and to our adopted country. Your fellow officers were not only co-workers, they were friends and family, and now they're my family. I love you, baby bro, and I will always miss you.
Obviously, a touching tribute there by family members. His sister, we read here, was also, of course, there speaking and really ripping the system during a very emotional eulogy, saying that it hurts me to know that two wonderful young men like Officer Rivera and her brother Wilbert Mora were taken before their time. Two young men who wanted to make a difference and a change in their city with their service and their sacrifice. Officer Mora was hailed repeatedly for all that he was, and also for even saving the lives of five others after his death. He was an organ donor. And so, some quite touching video and, of course, the photos that have been made available of seeing all of our heroes, those in New York, just a sea of law enforcement. And, well, you may not be in New York, but if you are in law enforcement, you are certainly appreciated. Hearing a lot about New York, and, we're 1 month into 2022. Here's a headline. Crime in New York City surging 38.5% overall in the first month of 2022. And this was released by the NYPD the same day that President Biden visited New York to discuss strategies for reining in crime. Someone needs to be looking at this, and clearly, hopefully they are. This surge we speak of, Fox News reporting, the surge was driven by a 91.5% increase in vehicle thefts, a 58.1% increase in grand larceny, a 33.1% increase in robberies, a 26.7% increase in rape, a 12.3% increase in felony assault, and a 7.5% increase in burglaries. Shootings have also went up 31.6%. President Biden met with Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, and other officials in New York City yesterday, rejecting calls from the progressive wing of his party, the left, to defund the police while also calling for gun law reform. While we're on the subject, here's a story from earlier this week. On Monday, a substitute teacher in Grass Valley, California, so we're going to cross the country here, going from New York to California, a substitute teacher abraded a 13-year-old student for wearing a mask that had the image of the thin blue line flag, telling the boy, that's not the American flag, that's the new Confederacy flag. The blue line on the thin blue line flag is intended to represent law enforcement standing between what is above the line, representing the citizenry and order, from what is below the line, representing crime and anarchy. And as it would have it, in the day in which we live, the incident, it was filmed on cell phone by multiple students, and the Fox affiliate there at Sacramento reporting that the student said he wears the mask to support his father, who is a police officer. And I'm sure he's a proud son, and rightfully so. Quickly, before we shift gears here, speaking of law enforcement, couldn't help but to see this one. Soon, guests in Florida, guests strolling through Orlando's theme parks, might find themselves walking alongside an unusual companion, a robotic security guard. RoboCops, they're saying. If the machine is from Robotic Assistant Devices, as the CEO hopes, it won't be easily mistaken for a person, shaped more like the Mars rover than the humanoid T-800 from Terminator. Rome AO 2.0, short for the Rugged Observation Assistance Mobile Electronic Officer, that stands 6.5 feet tall and gracefully cruises on four wheels despite its 750-pound mass. These machines looking to begin patrolling in amusement parks. They do raise questions, however, about employment, security, and even ethics. Though experts say RoboCops won't be taking human jobs anytime soon, they do acknowledge their use has to be closely monitored. So let us all stand together in saying there is never a true replacement for our law enforcement security officials. We appreciate them. We appreciate them all. Here's someone else we appreciate. Maybe you've heard about the trucker convoy, the protest that's going on in Canada. And that may be going on in Canada, but does this not affect everyone? What started out as a localized protest that was ignored by a lot of the media has now devolved into a worldwide demonstration against fascism, against COVID fascism even, following moves by the Canadian federal government to mandate COVID jabs for truckers who cross the U.S.-Canada border. We've talked about this in weeks past. Drivers launching a protest movement dubbed the Freedom Convoy. The Freedom Convoy, which began in the western province of British Columbia early last week and did arrive in the Canadian capital of Ottawa last Friday evening, so just a week ago. They parked outside of the nation's Parliament Hill. The truck drivers were joined by thousands of Canadians to voice their opposition to the country's increasingly draconian COVID mandates, with one participant telling the BBC there that Canadians just want to be free again, saying, "We want to have our choice again. We want hope, and the government has taken that away," says truck driver Harold Jonker. Originally expecting as many as 10,000 people by Saturday's end, this would have been last weekend, Canadian police said that by evening The force did not have an official estimate of the crowd's size. The Toronto Sun saying the convoy could comprise 50,000 trucks from the West, East, and even from the United States, but noted that its actual size has not been independently verified. In the fight against their government's totalitarian edicts, Canada's truckers have also inspired numerous convoy-style protests across the globe. Australia, truckers there reportedly planning a convoy to Canberra, a protest against the country's medical mandates and the restrictions. The participants scheduled to meet in cities in Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia, Western Australia, all before making their way to their nation's capital. And across the globe, in the Netherlands, the Dutch drivers held their own convoy protest where everything and everyone on wheels is welcome. Now, as you would expect, this is a drawing ear, if you will, from the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, breaking his silence just this past Monday with a press conference saying that freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery are not. I'm sorry, but how is a truck driver, did he just say that the truck drivers are Nazis? He was asked by a reporter if he would meet with truckers or attend the protest, as he had also attended, for instance, the Black Lives Matter demonstrations during the height of lockdown in 2020, but he said that he would not, saying that Justin Trudeau saying, I have attended protests in the past when I agreed with the goals, referring to BLM, but he is choosing to stay away from the trucker protest. You know, we began giving tribute in this first segment to our law enforcement officers. We also give tribute to our truck drivers as well, who keep America moving. And we say that for our own nation here, but then also they keep the world moving, do they not? And quickly before we go to break, along the same lines here, Ottawa's police chief in Canada there saying the capital may request aid from the armed forces to stop the ongoing anti-mandatory vaccine freedom convoy trucker protest. But the defense ministry responded saying they had no plans to get involved in the situation. Police chief there gave a briefing Wednesday stating that the ongoing trucker protest, which began last weekend, have become more than just an issue for Ottawa authorities, saying this is a national issue, not an Ottawa issue. And the police chief there saying, I am increasingly concerned there is no policing solution to this. There is no lawful authority to seal a city. There's no practical capability to seal a city of this size. And they claimed that he would need at least 50,000 officers to attempt such a task. According to the Ottawa police, serving the official website, Ottawa has something of 1,480 police officers. Will be interesting to see how that one unfolds. We'll come back and spend just a few more moments on the Freedom Convoy and some American truck drivers that are involved. And, of course, there's plenty more when Crosstalk continues.
To Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are we making any progress with a creationist view of the unborn?
Yes, it seems we are, Chris, although there's positive and negative steps being taken. More and more people are being educated on the personhood of the unborn child and the need to protect it. Even efforts to clone humans are helping in the sense that there's much scientific evidence now for the unique personhood of the fertilized egg. Unfortunately, this doesn't always carry the day with legislatures and judges, for they often rule that such a person has no individual rights and can be aborted. We yearn for a day when even the courts go back to Genesis for their thinking.
Thank you, Dr. John.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Just before the break, we were discussing Canada's truck drivers and their now going global, if you will, this big protest, the Freedom Convoy. Well, Americans getting involved as well. American truck drivers reportedly planning to follow their lead by staging a coast-to-coast convoy from California to Washington, D.C. to protest lockdowns and mandatory COVID jabs. American truckers have banded together via an online group, a social media group called Convoy to D.C. 2022. It says it is on Facebook. Convoy to D.C. 2022. According to the group's Facebook page, the American convoy is planning an ambitious trek from California across the continental United States to the nation's capital. The group has already gained a strong following, accumulating well over 100,000 members. And in a video message published to social media, one of the group's organizers, the U.S. truck driver Brian Bass, said that he's very supportive of the Canadian truckers and emphasized that the group isn't about political affiliations or even national identity, but rather a shared love for liberty. Here's our truck drivers standing up, not only in America, but truck drivers around the world. We'll go ahead and shift gears, talking about our truck drivers here. News from the Biden administration, this one before for the gun owners. Biden administration is in possession of nearly, let me say that again, they are in possession of nearly 1 billion, billion records detailing American citizens' firearm purchases, far more than Congress and the public has been aware of. This from the Washington Free Beacon. New information made available from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, disclosing to lawmakers that it manages a database of 920,664,765 firearm purchase records, including both digital and hard copy versions of transactions. When a licensed gun store goes out of business, its private records detailing gun transactions become ATF property and are stored at a federal site in West Virginia. The practice has contributed to the fears of gun advocacy groups and Second Amendment champions in Congress that the federal government is creating a national database of gun owners, which violates long-standing federal statutes. Texas Representative Michael Cloud, who led an investigation into the ATF database following a November Free Beacon report, that the Biden administration had stockpiled records of more than 54 million gun transactions in 2021, expressed shock at the number of gun records being kept by the federal government. Cloud maintains that the ATF's database could be exploited by the Biden administration to surveil American gun owners as it pursues new restrictions on firearms. There is much more to this article, but definitely worth sharing some there from the Washington Free Beacon. Speaking of President Biden, if you've heard the news over the last 24 hours or more, you're hearing about this the killing of another ISIS leader. The leader of the violent Islamic State group was killed during an overnight raid Wednesday, carried out by U.S. Special Forces in Syria's northwestern Idlib province. President Biden saying this ISIS leader exploded a bomb. He died by exploding a bomb that killed himself and members of his family, including women and children, as the U.S. forces approached. Biden said, as our troops approached to capture the terrorist, in a final act of desperate cowardice with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he blew himself up. Last night's operation took a major terrorist threat off the battlefield and has sent a strong message to terrorists around the world that we will come after you and find you. Once again today, we continue our unceasing effort to keep the American people safe and strengthen the security of our allies and partners around the world. Well, we'll compare that story to this one, those words to this one. Here's from the Washington Free Beacon. Afghanistan's opium production skyrocketed in 2021, potentially providing the Taliban government a source of revenue between 1.8 and 2.7 billion, with a B, billion, according to this new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction. The illegal opiate production in 2021 ranked as the third highest recorded since the United Nations began reporting it in 1994. It comprised between 9 and 14% of Afghanistan's gross domestic product and exceeded the value of all the country's officially recorded legal exports in 2020. The surge in opium production comes as the U.S. government allocates millions to combat the spread of illicit drugs in the country. That according to, this Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction report that was released on Wednesday this week. From Newsmax, the Pentagon announcing Wednesday U.S. troops will deploy in the coming days after President Joe Biden formally approved additional U.S. military deployments to Eastern Europe. Biden has directed more than 3,000 U.S. troops to deploy to bolster the European ally. About 2,000 troops will deploy from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Poland and Germany. That's going on this week. And part of an infantry striker squadron of roughly 1,000 troops based in Germany to Romania. The military moves come amid stalled talks with Russia over its military buildup at Ukraine's borders. And they underscore growing fears across Europe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is poised to invade Ukraine. And it goes back to that land grab that has been in the news, a land grab we were talking about on this program last week. The Pentagon also has put about 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert for possible deployment to Europe, as additional reassurance to allies and officials have indicated the possibility that additional units could be placed on higher alert soon. The U.S. already has between 75,000 and 80,000 troops in Europe as permanently stationed forces and as part of regular rotations in places such as Poland. But again, our young heroes, our men and women being deployed. So keep our soldiers always in your prayers. Look over toward Israel for a few moments here. From the Washington Examiner, a new report characterizing Israel as an apartheid regime has opened a dispute between one of the most prominent international human rights groups and senior U.S. lawmakers and officials. State Department spokesman Ned Price saying, "We reject the view that Israel's actions constitute apartheid. We don't offer our own public comprehensive evaluations of reports, but we certainly reject the label that has been attached to this when speaking about Israel." Amnesty International offered a blistering indictment of Israel's treatment of Palestinian people in the decades since the establishment of the Jewish state, urging the International Criminal Court to take up the matter. We just insert here that many would question that statement. The report, which drew a mix of derision and condemnation from across the U.S. government, implied that U.S. officials are complicit in the racist oppression of Palestinians. While on the subject of Israel, Joe Biden might be close to rebooting the futile Iran deal, despite the fact that the Iranians have shown no interest in engaging in any sort of productive discussions. The headline says Iran is weeks away from having fuel for nukes. What such a deal might look like is anyone's guess, because the most transparent administration ever has yet to release any details on the ongoing talks to the public. But the Iranians haven't been twiddling their thumbs while waiting for us to sweeten the pot even further. The State Department appeared to contradict President Biden on Monday, saying that the talks will conclude in the coming weeks, whether there is a new deal in place or not, And on top of that, they claim that Iran will have enough weapons-grade material to produce a nuclear weapon in weeks, not months. Again, just words there from the Free Beacon to pass along here today. Have you watched any of the Olympics? I understand the Olympics, of course, underway this week. They did begin amid lockdown and even boycotts. With the flame lit, Beijing became the first city to host both winter and summer games. All of this to amplify international aspirations, inviting the world back, sort of, for the pandemic era's second games, this time as an emboldened and more powerful nation whose government's authoritarian turn provoked some countries' leaders into staying home. Chinese President Xi Jinping declared the games open during a ceremony heavy on ice blue tones and winter imagery and held in the same lattice-encased Bird's Nest Stadium that also hosted the inaugural event of the 2008 Summer Olympics. And with the flame lit, Beijing became the first city to host both winter and summer games. And while some are staying away from the second pandemic Olympics in 6 months, many other world leaders attended the opening ceremony. Most notable among those, we knew about this one, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who did meet privately with Xi Jinping earlier in the day as there was a dangerous standoff unfolded, as we know about, at Russia's border. At the border with Ukraine. So the timing on all of this, pretty amazing. We will very soon be open up the phone lines to hear from you. The telephone number is 1-800-733-9829, 1-800-733-9829. We've already hit on several of the headlines. Just before the break, we might mention this one. You've been hearing about the 5G rollout, right, and the controversy surrounding that. Executives from the biggest U.S. airlines asking the Biden administration for immediate intervention. The scheduled rollout of 5G technology near major airports, warning of an impending catastrophic aviation crisis when AT&T and Verizon both deploy new 5G service. They're wondering, they're worried that this is going to cause great problem. Numerous international airlines in response canceling flights to certain U.S. airports, one suspended travel indefinitely, all citing the concern over the upcoming 5G deployment, worries that some aircraft haven't been cleared to fly into airports with 5G signals. In a letter, the representatives of 10 carriers asked President Biden to delay the rollout near airports that are subject to Federal Aviation Administration flight restrictions once the technology is deployed. And the broader expansion of 5G will provide faster access to the Internet, but they need to do it safely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, and that's, of course, why they're having the pleas to the president. We'll see what happens there. Friday news roundup and comment will continue. Stay with us on Crosstalk.
Some 2,600 years ago, the prophet Ezekiel foretold a coming time of a coalition of nations that would harbor a hostile intent toward Israel. No matter which political party is in control, and no matter how the calendar turns, this is an issue that does not seem to go away. In the book, Middle East Meltdown, Dr. Andy Woods addresses the coming Islamic invasion of Israel. He examines the prophecies in Ezekiel 38 and 39, pointing out what nations will be involved, what is the prophetical timing of these events, why it occurs, and how the Bible points out it will come about. It's a fascinating look as to how the stage is being set for the Lord's return. In addition, he brings forth 7 points of application for us today. The Middle East Meltdown is available for a donation of $14 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. Call toll-free 1-800-729-9829.
Well, just looking at the website, crosstalkamerica.com. Several shows this week. Maybe you missed one or more. We had the opportunity to revisit a couple of programs earlier this week with guests that Jim had on back on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we had a special show with a special guest host, Randy Melchert. And then yesterday, with Mike Gendron joining us for a program looking at a wonderful subject of hope. And all of these shows from these former days here, just of this week, are available to you. Go to the website, crosstalkamerica.com, and search out this week's shows and get in on all that has been covered this week. And, of course, I'm Dalton Windsor in for Jim today as we get into our news roundup and comment. Hope to hear from some of our listeners here in just a little while. What do you think about the Freedom Convoy? What do you think about that? Are you in favor of these truck drivers making a stand? Are you in favor of their message? Are you in favor of them getting on social media and going coast to coast to let folks know that enough already with the mandates? Is that okay with you? Let us know what you think. 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. A story here talking about COVID restrictions. Europe accelerating steps to roll back their COVID restrictions as efforts to control the spread of the virus have failed and countries downgrading the threat posed by SARS-CoV-2. Sweden, Switzerland joining Denmark, Norway, Finland, Ireland, the Netherlands, Italy, Lithuania, France, and the UK in announcing they will lift COVID restrictions and open up their countries. Top Israeli officials also announcing this week they are abolishing the country's green pass, COVID vaccine passport for restaurants, hotels, gyms, and theaters. Folks are standing up. It's been well over 2 years now. And countries, I didn't see America on this list. I did not see Canada on this list. But people are standing up, and they're wanting their freedoms back. They're wanting the restrictions lifted and letting their voices be heard. We're going to the phone. Les is in Tucson, Arizona. Les, we thank you for calling Crosstalk.
Right. Well, I'm delighted to call you. First, I want to say I'm very much in support of the truckers. I think they're doing a good job, and I think we need this. We need to express frustration with the efforts of our governments all over the world to try and control everybody to the degree that they are, and things good. Also, I believe we're right on the very verge of seeing Ezekiel 38 and 39 fulfilled. I think Russia is about to take their activity toward Israel very seriously and try to attack Israel. We are going to see that. And I think, of course, personally, I think the rapture will occur just as that begins.
So you're so seeing...
I tell people I'm looking for the upper ticker, not the under ticker.
Well, amen. As a Christian, we can proclaim that. And so you're seeing the pages of Scripture in our news headlines today is what you're trying to say.
Oh, absolutely. We're right there.
All right. Well, Les,
very edge.
Les, we thank you for listening in Tucson, Arizona, and certainly join you in continuing to look up. Thank you for calling. James is in Michigan today. James, thanks for calling Crosstalk.
Hello. I'm calling about the drivers actually fighting for their lives, even though many don't realize this. I've come to a conclusion, and that conclusion is simply the timing of the COVID release, be it accident or on purpose, was too perfect to do the most damage politically and physically and everything else in the United States. And so I have also come to a conclusion that what is taking place is a genocide. And I'll tell you why. Everybody knows, and our government, the Communist Senate, are not denying the fentanyl impact. We lost 107,000 Americans last year and well over 200,000 in the last 4 years. Added up, it's the same number of people multiplied times four that were lost in Vietnam, 56,000. Now, do you think there was a leak of fentanyl? No, it was on purpose. They're shipping it to Mexico. They're remanufacturing it. Biden is enabling it to come across the border. And it is an assault that takes place when both a government and evil people decide to eliminate people they don't want in this world. And if they would do it chemically with fentanyl, do you think the Chinese and the communists in our country would be really concerned about using biological as well as chemical killers?
You're saying here that the fentanyl has greatly increased since the Biden administration took over.
Absolutely. It was present before, but it's really expanded. Four times the number of deaths as took place by our soldiers in Vietnam, where I was. And also, look to the fact that there was a high-level Chinese official that stated that they've won the biological warfare. And I think that they are going to find that there is terrific damage in the future to people's immune systems caused by these injections.
Well, and that is leading to another story that we need to get to. And, James, we do thank you for calling from Michigan today. Thank you for your comments and for your service to our country, sir. Definitely appreciated. Here's a headline saying that giving young people COVID vaccine or vaccines will likely cause, quote, an alarming increase in several major neurodegenerative diseases. This from Fox News and Dr. Stephanie Seneff, saying it's outrageous to vaccinate young people for COVID because they have a, quote, very low risk of dying from the virus. And according to the research, both the mRNA vaccines and the DNA vector vaccines may be a pathway to crippling disease sometime in the future. Through the prion-like action of the spike protein, we will likely see an alarming increase in several major neurodegenerative diseases, including Parkinson's, CKD, ALS, Alzheimer's. All of these diseases will show up with increasing prevalence among younger and younger populations in the years to come. That article printed from Children's Health Defense, quoting some of the research just recently here from Fox News. James is in Des Moines, Iowa. James, thanks for calling Crosstalk today.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wanting to comment on the situation in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really have to wonder if we're not going to be in war with Russia in about 3 weeks. And the reason I say that, and I don't mean to get on here and get everybody nervous, but it just, you know, they're not building up on the border for no reason. Mm. They wouldn't spend the money and the time just in an operation this big just to be calling a bluff, in my opinion. But they're, with lack of a better way to say, in bed with China. And when you think about it, right now with the Olympics going on, China has spent millions, maybe billions. I don't know what the exact number is, but they spent a lot of time and a lot of money investing in the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. And it would not be good for Russia to step on their toes during this time. So I just really wonder if things won't truly escalate, maybe even the day after the Olympics is over. hoping and praying it doesn't, of course. And
well,
ultimately, the Lord is the ultimate chess player, and I put my trust in Him.
Amen.
But it just makes me wonder if we're not just on the cusp of it.
Well, James, thank you for your call and obviously your concern, and a call for everyone to be in prayer. No one wants to hear, you know, a forecast as such that we would be in war in a matter of weeks. But we don't know, and we can certainly join you in praying for our country, that for sure. Here's a caller, an anonymous caller. Thank you for calling Crosstalk today.
Yes, hi. Am I on?
You are. Hello.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, initially calling about the Freedom Convoy, but everything is so connected. I'm listening to your other callers. Totalitarians have always used the medical mafia and covert technologies with Marxism to effectuate their power grab. And man is so advanced, most of us can't even comprehend the capabilities that are at play. You know, nanotech, DARPA things, coupled with tyrannical governments like the Communist Party. You know, if this Freedom Convoy had been a union action, it would be fine. If it was a Marxist action, you know, shutting everything down, what is given to us as truth is a lie, and what we're told are lies are truth. I mean, we are living in those times.
Well, we're seeing the story. We shared the story out of Ottawa, Canada, there, where, you know, they're wanting to bring in military and police officials to break up, you know, a good bunch of hardworking folks that are simply trying to let their voices be heard. And where's the crime in that?
Yes, exactly. And yet we as the church are dumbed down, you know, by these very same players. And we need to wake up and stand up and, you know,
be the light of the world.
Contradict our quote unquote pastors, for instance.
Well, we need to be the light of the world. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And let our light so shine before men, as Jesus said, that they would see your good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. We thank you for your call. We're nearly up against the break. I should probably get this in here. Quickly, we just shared the story a few moments ago about the COVID shots crippling the next generation and what they could do to young people in the years to come. Here's a headline, Liberty Council saying there is no FDA-approved COVID-19 shot available. Even though the FDA announced this week that it has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine known as Spikevax by Moderna, there are still currently no fully FDA-approved licensed shots available. All COVID shots still remain under federal emergency use authorization, meaning that individuals have the option to accept or refuse the product. Friends, Liberty Council on top of this one. This is just back from on Monday. We certainly appreciate them letting us know things like this. And we appreciate those who are standing up against these mandates. Thus, these truckers and those who are making a stand, and you for calling in and talking about it. We'll go next to West Dallas, Wisconsin, when Crosstalk continues.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Go to Luke chapter 21, and what do we see in verse 8? Jesus is asked by his disciples, what are some of the signs of your second coming? And he says in verse 8, when men say, I am. Now, your Bible probably says, when men say, I am he or I am Christ. And the word he or Christ is in italics, right? You know why? Because that wasn't in the original manuscript. What Jesus said was, you'll know that one of the signs of my second coming is when men say, I am. Do you know what's being taught now? The power of I am. Whether it's Joel Osteen, Oprah Winfrey, or Glenn Beck, they are just three of many that teach what's known as the power of I am, using the power of words or the title of God to create. It's shamanism. It's the mixing of New Age occultism with Christianity. Jesus said, when you see the mixing of New Age with Christianity and the blaspheming of my name like this, it's one of the signs of my soon second coming. Look up.
how quickly the time goes. Chris is in Wisconsin. Chris, thank you for calling Crosstalk today.
Hi, how you doing? I agree with all the callers, especially my brother there, the Vietnam vet. He's right on target. I couldn't agree more. What I see, I believe, like I said, is population control. And what I also see is this. My question is, I know a lot of professing Christians I go to church with that I've talked to that have actually went in and got a COVID shot. And I ask myself, why? I don't understand why you would let, why you would put this poison into your body. I believe, like that gentleman said, you're going to see people very soon within the next 3 to 5 years dropping dead, having serious physical infirmities. I mean, it's going to be it's going to be absolute chaos. And I just don't understand why you would allow the government to poison your mind, being a child of God and taking this jab. My other point is this. What I believe this is really leading up to is accepting the mark of the beast. I believe they're going to use this same type of system, making it mandating during the Great Tribulation of using a bio vaccination with a microchipping system. That's my comment, and thank you for all your guests and your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for calling. And when you're looking, when we're reading headlines, one has to stop. One must pause when reading headlines that, you know, COVID shots could be crippling to our next generation, our young people, when they're, you know, giving them to these kids, saying that it's outrageous to vaccinate young people for COVID because they have a very low risk from dying. Doctors saying, you know, we've been hearing this. And then the research and the information from Liberty Counsel reminding us that there is no FDA-approved COVID-19 shot still available. But then on the very next story to share here is about Pfizer and BioNTech requesting emergency use authorization, which is what all of these jabs are, these shots. They're requesting emergency use authorization for their two-dose COVID-19 vaccine for children age 6 months up to 5 years. This was just published Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech saying they have initiated a rolling submission of data to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after a request from the agency. They expect to complete the submission in the coming days, as they say they will also submit clinical trial data to the European Medicines Agency and other agencies around the world. The FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee will meet February 15th, so what? Not next week, but the next, to discuss this submission, because they want to get these jabs into children age five and younger. Let's go to Bowden in Maricopa, Arizona, line 4. Bowden, thanks for calling Crosstalk.
Yes. I took 3 trips in the last almost 2 years to Ukraine, and I just got back in June. And I was there before the lockdown started on March 5th, 2020, and then the lockdown started around the 17th, and it took me 40 days and 40 extra nights to get back. I didn't get back till June 3rd, 2020. I'm not taking the vaccine. I'm not traveling back to Ukraine until they lift the mandate of a vaccine. But what I'm thinking really quick is that this buildup is really not going to invade Ukraine. It's going to invade Israel because of Ezekiel 38 prophecy. And it's good news. It's bad news for the army. They're foolish enough to ignore what God said in Ezekiel 38. So I think it's a stage. It's a test. Putin's testing the coalition, a NATO coalition, but they're going to invade Israel instead. What do you think?
Well, there are those who have definitely already said they will commit to blowing Israel off of the map. So there's always that great concern of Israel's enemies. And we thank you, Bowden, for your call. A couple more things to get in here, because this is just something that we should make note of. And we have several affiliate stations in South Dakota. Your governor there, Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, signing a bill yesterday aiming at protecting women's sports. We're kind of changing gears on you here for just a moment, but it's important to get this in, that there are some positive things happening this week. They're aiming at protecting women's sports by mandating that educational institutions assign students to sports teams based on their biological sex. Wow, what a concept. This bill codifies NOM's 2021 executive order asserting that transgender athletes must compete on teams that align with their biological sex. NOM said that the bill is about fairness, particularly for female athletes who face competition from biological men. Every young woman deserves an equal playing field where she can achieve success, but common sense tells us that males have an unfair physical advantage over females in athletic competition. And South Dakota Governor Noem saying women have fought long and hard for equal athletic opportunities, and South Dakota will defend them. So some positive steps for there. Quickly, Richard is in Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling Crosstalk.
Hello, this is Richard.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to remark, we've got to look at the history of why NATO was created. It was to provide a permanent border between the East and Western powers, a sort of DMZ. And then the fact that the Biden administration wants to move the border to include Ukraine is what it's all about. So he's moving the border toward the East, and that's definitely against the original mission of NATO, just to provide a permanent border for the military. Everything else can cross, but not the military. Everybody else can cross, but no military. And if you understand that, you understand we're disregarding the treaties.
All right, Richard, thank you for the call. We're nearly out of time. One more we just got to squeeze in here. Did you know that Black Lives Matter has ceased all fundraising following a recent investigation by the Washington Examiner showing that BLM has had no known leader in charge of its $60 million bankroll since its co-founder resigned in May? The fundraising shutdown comes just days after California threatened to hold BLM leaders personally liable over the organization's lack of transparency concerning finances. The co-founder, Patricia Kalours, appointing two activists to serve as the group's senior directors following her resignation in May, but both quietly announcing in September that they never took the jobs due to disagreements with the organization. And now some folks are demanding some accountability out of BLM, something else to be watching for as so much continues to happen. We are out of time today. We thank you for coming along. And as many have expressed this hour, let's be in prayer for our nation and our world.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.